good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
From around the world, the nation, in the chat room or on the phone. Welcome, welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I'm so glad you are joining and supporting the show. And don't forget, we're here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, just a reminder. The full moon is on the 20th. Mark your calendars. We cover career, romance, finance, relationship, job. We also do businesses. So people that own businesses, please call in or either go to the website, and we're more than happy to help you with your business, what you see for the future, your projections or your matrices. Okay, it is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. Our January newsletter is out. It went out last week, and we've got a contest for Valentine's Day, so you better get in there and subscribe, because what we're going to do is put all the subscribers' name in a pot and have somebody draw a name out as a winner. So you want to get in there and subscribe. Excuse me. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website on the main page. Just go down and it's a message thing. Or you can reach me and Miss Nina over on Facebook at the Essence of Success Radio Network. That is our page, okay? Now, remember, the theme for this year, for 2019, is magic, miracles, and achievements for all. Thank you. All right, well, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad to be back after quite a lengthy sickness. So I'm back for a while, gone next week again because I'm away. But, yeah, I'm back now. I'm doing much, much better. Our house is sold, hallelujah, and we are moving in 2 weeks. So, yeah, lots happening for me. I hope you all put your intentions out for the new moon. I know I did. They are starting to come to fruition, so that's a good thing. Other than that, I only have some birthday announcements and anniversary announcements to make. Happy birthday on the 14th to my friend Denise Lambert. Falls, Ontario. Happy birthday, Dee. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. And happy anniversary to my friend Angela. Her and her husband James will be celebrating 10 years on Valentine's Day. Happy anniversary, Angela. Happy birthday to my niece, Carla, on the 15th. And today is my mom's birthday in heaven. So happy birthday, Mom. All right. I love you.
Amen. That's beautiful. Okay, I just want to say happy birthday to all the Aquarius people, and Pisces will be coming up in another week. Also, the horoscopes, not only is the newsletter out, y'all, but the horoscopes are up on the blog. So when you go into the essenceofsuccess.net, go to the blog page and you can read your horoscope for this month. Okay, I was trying to think, was there anything else, Nina? Was there anything else we needed to bring up? Oh, prayer. Ha! Always got to start with above. Yes, Lord. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it. Our wills be done. Now, we release all karmic density that affects us spiritually, mentally, and physically, that affects our past, our present and future, and the earth, moon, and sun. To the collective conscious and love, thank you. We create this impenetrable shield, which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, well, I guess we're ready to begin. I don't know how the weather is across the nation. You guys can let us know. We got our snow on Friday, and I'm looking at the weather report, and it says, in fact, it's snowing right now. It's starting. They said it would be 4 o'clock, but they lied. It started a little bit earlier. We'll have snow Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We don't have any snow Wednesday. And Thursday, we're back to good old Washington liquid sunshine, huh? By the end of the week, we'll be back to rain. Nina, I was just checking on her, and what did you say, Nina, yours is how much below freezing?
It's minus 22 right now. We woke up to minus 30 with the wind chill of minus 42 plus.
Honey, I'd be a little fudgesicle in your area. Ooh, that's cold.
This weather has been at one point or another during the day at minus 30 for over 10 days now. So, baby, it's cold outside.
Yes, it is. What the song says, baby, it's cold outside. I'd like to welcome 630-414-312-323-402-205 to the show. Thank you for calling in. All right. Well, Miss Nina, are we ready to begin, young lady?
We certainly are.
Okay, our first caller for the day is area code 630. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dion.
Hi, Dion. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm hanging in there.
That don't sound good. I'm kind of down. What's going on?
Well, I got financial issues bad.
Really? Okay. So you want us to? How do you want us to concentrate on your financial issues, business or personal? How do you want us to do that?
Business. Is it just like the time of the year?
Definitely.
Well, this inclement weather. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
Definitely, it's the time of year. Everything is kind of slow after Christmas and the New Year, which it generally is, and business will start picking up again in March.
Okay. It's just stressful.
Of course it's stressful.
Yeah.
It took five months for me to sell my house. Yeah, that's stressful. So, yeah, with my husband being unemployed now, and it took 5 months to sell a house, of course it's stressful. All financial issues are stressful. But it will get better for you in March.
Okay.
Yeah,
appreciate
we'll be
that.
Through all this crazy-ass weather, too. Yep. All right, Dion, let us know. Keep in touch. But it is going to improve by March, so just hang in there and do the best you can, and I know you will. You're a brilliant businesswoman, so sorry you're going through these challenges right now. But it'll get better. I promise you it'll get better.
Thank you. Can you put me on hold so I can listen to the show?
Yes, ma'am. We sure can, and thank you for calling. Okay, next caller is area code 414. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you, ladies, for taking the call. My name is Felicia. How are you guys?
Felicia, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Felicia, and how are you doing today, young lady?
Well, that's not a bad. I'm doing great. Hello.
Okay. And what can we answer for you today?
Okay. I am kind of I just had an interview and it went well. My question is more towards my husband, because I know this interview went well and everything has worked out for me. He's starting to do his real estate investment. And he had a first client and they didn't accept the offer he had. Do you see, or how soon do you see his entrepreneurship with this real estate investment going to blossom? When will it start blossoming for him?
Okay. I didn't quite understand the whole question. Nina?
You want a speakerphone?
Yes, hold on.
Okay, thank you. If you could take it off speakerphone.
How about now?
Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah,
thank
now
you.
We can hear you. It was real garbled. I didn't know what you were saying. Okay, Felicia, now repeat the question.
Okay, sorry, ladies. No, I said I was going to talk about myself, but then I changed my mind. I said I was trying to see how soon you think my husband, he's a real estate investor, and he had one client potentially to do business with, but they didn't accept the offer. My question is, how soon do you see his business flourishing? You know.
Oh, picking back up again. Well, your question is almost like the last lady, Miss Dion. You know, it's that time of the year. I don't know how much selling and buying that homes are, because Nina waited two or three months, Nina, for you finally sold yours? Because
five.
It's the winter time, maybe, or what?
It took 5 months to sell my home. And I have a beautiful home that's priced right. My answer to that question is spring. That's when business will start picking up for your husband.
What month? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It will be in the spring, in late April.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And wait, let me tell you this. I got this from the angels. They said in April your husband is going to get a bonus. They didn't tell me what kind of bonus, but they just said in April he will receive a bonus. So something good is going to be transpiring in April for you as far as money. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, lady.
Thank you for calling, Felicia, and you have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Next caller, area – oops. Wrong one. Okay. Next caller, area code 312. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. It's Shannon. How are you?
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. I was wondering, do you see a new job coming in?
Okay, and this is who, Sharon?
Shannon.
I'm sorry.
Shannon.
Yes.
Donna, okay. Now I understand, okay.
No.
So Donna wants to know if
no,
she got a...
No, Shannon.
Shannon, that's what I thought. Okay. I tell you, sometime when you guys are talking, it sounds garbled in my headset, so I just have to ask. I'm sorry.
No,
I want to make clear when I go to the angels your name. I don't want to use somebody else's name. Okay, Shannon,
right.
So you want to know?
A new job. Professional. Yeah.
Okay, and what field are you in? And we'll concentrate on that.
Healthcare provider.
Okay, stop. That's good enough. Okay, healthcare provider. All right. Shannon. They're telling me it's all kind of job openings for you.
Well, how come no one's calling me?
Have you thought about the state? They're telling me right now the state. Have you thought about working for your state in that?
They don't have anything. Like, I want to go into a specific area.
Oh, to work at. So it's not just the healthcare,
mm-hmm.
but the area that you want to.
Right. It's the specialty.
Okay. I got said a lot of openings. The state. Well, what's the area? Let's concentrate on that because I keep getting state, and it's glowing now. It's like that's where
Illinois.
You should be. But anyway, give me what's the area or the city?
Oh, like Chicagoland. Yeah.
Okay, Chicago. That's fine.
Chicago. Yeah, yeah. Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I don't know why that would be hard, but you want a Pacific area.
Mm-hmm.
Because the angels keep telling me there's a lot of job openings for you in that field, but you want to be in a Pacific area.
Pacific, mm-hmm, like an urgent care, immediate care, like that.
Okay, Shannon, I have picked up June.
June?
Yeah.
Whoa, does that mean I'll get a call to be interviewed or when I'll be transitioning?
That's when you'll be transitioning.
Okay.
You will have the physician in June.
Got it. So I'll be in a fresh room, fresh door.
Yes. Yes.
In June. Okay, I'll be patient.
Yeah, unfortunately, honey, you are going to have to be patient. It's like everything else, right? Patience is a virtue, and sometimes that virtue is really hard to come by. And I know all about that. But I'm just saying it will be good for you. You will be happy. It's going to be awesome. So just be patient.
Oh, good. So it's good for family life and personal life and all that goodness.
Yes, it is. It's going to be absolutely your dream position.
Okay.
Ooh,
when will they? So, I know, right? So then if they'll probably contact me, they'll probably contact me maybe March, April for an interview?
I don't know. All I know and all they see is that you will have your position in June.
Okay, I support that.
Okay. So,
yes, yes.
Congratulations. You're going to have the job that's going to fit you, your family, and your life.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Is she okay? I know you're still thinking.
No, I'm listening to Nina because she picked up more than I did. So, I let her take the lead. Yeah.
So there you go, my dear. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Shannon, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too.
You too. Thanks for calling. All right. Next, where are you at? No, we're right here. 323. Okay. Next caller is area code 323. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. 323, you're on the air. Hey, okay, we'll put them on hold.
Hello.
Now she just came back. Okay. All right, we got you back up. So who is this? 323, who is this we're speaking to?
You don't have them on the air, Lena. Okay, I got
them.
Oh.
Oh.
Hi.
Sorry.
Yvette.
Yes. Welcome to the show. Sorry for
Thank you.
Cosmetic touch here we had to do. How you doing, Yvette?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Terrific.
I just would love to
know.
So,
what can we
love.
Answer for you today, young lady?
A general love question. I haven't called the blog in like months, or actually almost a year. I just kind of felt like I want to reach out and ask.
Okay. You're asking now what as far as your love life? Are you asking, is there anybody you're seeing right now or somebody you're interested in?
There was someone, but I had to kind of let them go. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm taking it that you're not involved. You're looking for a new relationship then.
Yes.
Who's coming up in your life?
Okay. Yes.
Nina, why did I get an ombudsman? Isn't that somebody like with the city council, an ombudsman? Wow. Yes, Angels, you're cracking me up. An ombudsman. I don't even have time to look it up, but it has something to do with the city council or something.
Yes, it does. But
well, politics. I'm sorry?
Yes, it does have something to do with the city.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what the angels gave me right away, an ombudsman. Maybe this new boyfriend is going to be a political guy. In politics, I should say. Why are you laughing, Yvette?
That would be interesting.
That's what I came up with, ombudsman. What are you getting, Nina?
Absolutely nothing. Drawing a blank on this story.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm picking up absolutely nothing. I'm drawing a blank. Yvette, we've got background noise is happening from your phone. Can you try to eliminate it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
oh,
well,
fair.
I got ombudsman, so I'm just going to say the guy that's coming is in politics and possibly on your local city council or county council, I don't know. But that's what I'm picking up. Nina didn't pick up anything. That's as far as I got. So let's put it like this, Yvette. Your next boyfriend is going to be in politics. That's for certain.
He better be honest.
To what degree, I don't know. I got ombudsman. Huh? What'd you say?
Better have integrity.
Listen. I don't even want to go there. It made me think of 45. So, yes.
Okay,
yes,
ladies,
ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wishing you the very best. Let us know. Okay. Next caller is area code 402. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Nina. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Just calling to see whatever messages heaven might have for me.
We need a question. We can't deliver.
Well, let's focus on love. Been on my heart a lot.
Yeah. Let's focus on love. The first thing as you were talking, I got booty call. And I'm laughing. As you're talking, I'm laughing. I was like, okay, a booty call, huh? Somebody out there is looking at you, Sharon.
I just put booty on.
I'm sorry?
I said I just put a booty on my foot.
Oh, with your pet, your animal, yeah.
No.
there's someone, I don't know who this gentleman is, but he's definitely interested in you. But, of course, I'm seeing sex, and sex to me is always the last thing in a relationship. You got to first be able to communicate.
Right.
And have an understanding, right. So. But they're not showing me the man. But there is some, I don't know, has anybody just been flirting with you lately or got a crush on you?
No,
huh.
No, not that I know.
Okay. Is there someone that you saw? Now I'm seeing a light-skinned man. Was there somebody that you saw that you wondered about what would he be like sexually?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Why? There's nothing wrong with that, girl. God put us down here to have sex. okay. Well, that's all I got. I'm not seeing the man. I'm sorry, Sharon, but he wants to have sex with you. He's somewhere around you, within your circle. Now, I don't know if it's a friend or a crush or what, but this person wants to be intimate with you. I'll put it like that.
Well, I know of.
Okay, and I'm going to pick up a little bit more on that. This person that wants to have sex with you, he's not the one, so avoid him.
Ah. You hear that, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm almost wondering. I felt like I, you know, kind of got a stalker going on. So I wonder if it's
This is somebody.
Someone I don't know, but has been watching me.
Yeah, I think it's somebody that's seen you pass by and has taken, you know, how people sometimes think you're attractive. Well, this person does think you're attractive, and he has seen you a couple of times. So he's got to be somebody that works in your area that sees you on maybe a daily or a weekly basis. Yeah, this person is not the person for you, but there is somebody. I see somebody that is coming along fairly shortly. I can't give you a timeline, but there is somebody coming along fairly shortly. He's got really nice, thick, dark hair is all I'm picking up about him. And very, very nice person. And it's somebody that you will be able to have fun with, be able to talk to, and be able to relax around. So this might be just the person for you.
Huh. Okay. Thanks. I wish I could know who to avoid. Because I've actually, you know, I know that, like, my car has been broken into and things like that.
It's not that person. That person has done that.
No, I'm thinking of the first one you guys picked up.
No. It's not that first one either. That first one is somebody. This first one is somebody that works in a market or a pharmacy or someplace. I'm not picking up. All I see is a store. I don't know what kind of store or anything else.
Okay.
But it's someplace that you frequent often. This person is admiring you. They're not harmful.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, not harmful. They don't mean you any harm. But like Glenn said, he thinks that you would be great in bed. So, yeah. That's all it's gotten to. He's not harmful. He's not going to do you any harm. But, yeah, he's not the person for you. Lennis, are you picking up anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. There you go, my dear.
Okay.
All right, Sharon, let us know.
This other person should be around. They're telling me the number 2, so I'm saying 2 months because it's definitely not 2 weeks. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you for calling, and have a beautiful week, Sharon. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. And you guys, the chat room is open. So, you know, I mean, I know I'm the mostly be on the phone, but Nina is too. But Nina also runs that chat room. So I'm telling you, if you don't feel like you want to be on the air or people to hear what you have to say, please feel free to go in the chat room and ask Nina your question. Okay. All right, next caller is 313. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Sherelle. Hello, how are you?
Fine. And this is who, Sherelle?
Yes. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Lennis.
Hello. Good to hear from you, honey.
Good to see you.
So
I mean, good to hear from you. It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Terrific. No complaints. Life is
good.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. Well, my question in regards to. Right.
go ahead.
Okay. Well, my question in regards to my apartment will be ready March 1st. I'm looking to move in on March 1st. Congrats to me. And I was wondering, do you see everything working out pretty well as far as me, you know, having the money, paying my bills? Because this will be my first time moving out by myself. And do you see Sam still sticking around?
Yep. That came fast.
Okay, I see good and prosperity, too. Go ahead, Nina.
Oh.
I'm just writing it all down, what they're telling me. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll still be around.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's the first thing they told me. As far as, you wouldn't be going into getting an apartment if you couldn't pay your bills, would you?
Huh?
I said you wanted to know if you would have the money to pay your bills. Well, you wouldn't be.
No, I don't want to like struggle or live check to check and, you know, be short because all my money goes towards my bills. You get what I'm saying? Like basically,
okay.
I just be working
right.
to pay bills. You know.
No,
because
you don't have money in your pocket too. That's
okay, because I just literally got out of a horrible, abusive, mentally, physical relationship, and I just moved to my granny house. Just you know, just until March 1st. You know, so I have to let that go. And I hope he don't call because he haven't called since I left. So I hope he just don't bother me. Cause I'm okay.
Yep. He won't. Yeah. That's good. Because I saw good and prosperity. So you're going to do good. You're not going to be working payday to payday. Something good is going to transpire within your life that, you know, I'm not saying you're going to hit the lotto or nothing, but somewhere in prosperity, you will be doing
mm-hmm.
good. Now, is that a raise at your job or a $5,000 income tax check? I don't know. But I do
mm-hmm.
know prosperity will prevail you when you move.
Okay, good. Good.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. I don't know about the man.
Oh, Sam, yeah. I haven't seen him in a couple of years. And I told him, you know, I just want to be friends with benefits. That's all. I don't want no relationship.
Nothing wrong with that.
No relationship.
Wrong. Well, yeah, because, and that was the other thing. The angels told me to tell you, don't be naive about some things. You know, like think about it twice. Before you make
mm-hmm.
your decision? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Just what does it say? Think twice, speak once. So, you know, whatever they
okay.
come when you get in your new place, if people are like, oh, this and that, you know, like, okay, let me think about this for a minute. Yeah. But it's good.
Okay.
It's good. Yeah.
I hope so.
And not only congratulations on your new place, but congratulations that you love you more than you love being hurt and being
yes,
lying.
Yes, I tolerated long enough. You know, I should have been left, but, you know, I'm just glad I left because I was so embarrassed at me having to go to work with a black eye and everybody questioned what's wrong with me. And for him to say that he didn't care, that's not right.
Yeah.
Then as I was moving my stuff out, called me all out my name, being disrespectful all in the hallway and, you know, that's not right. And he hasn't called me since I left, and I haven't called him since I left.
There
good.
You go. No,
but the thing is that my granny house in the place I just moved from is literally 2 minutes away from each other, so I'd be having to park my car around the corner versus me, you know, having to worry about, you know, my window's going to be busted out, you know, just thinking ahead. But you never know.
Keep some salt on you, some sea salt. Put it in a little container and keep it in your pocket and put one in your purse.
Okay.
Once you get into your new place, do this. I want you to go pick up some sage.
Mm-hmm.
Burn sage. Before, if you can, you know, like if they give you the keys today but you're not moving in until Friday, go over to that apartment and take that sage and go all the way around every room, every closet, whatever. Get whatever energy that was in there before you get rid of it. Then I want you to take salt and go around each corner in that apartment and throw a little salt and say negativity can't dwell here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around. And then in the front where you put your welcome mat at or whatever, you know, put salt, make a long line, and put your welcome mat down where nobody can see it, and you'll be protected. So from the negativity, of course, and also whatever
okay.
energy that might have been there prior to you moving in, it'll be gone too as well. So, you know, everything will be brand new for you. We want the best for you.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you. I'm looking
yes,
forward to this
course,
change.
Of course, of course.
Because that's the hope. This, like I said, it's my first apartment, and I'm in the process of self-growth. That's all I'm focused on is me. I have no kids, so it's all about me.
That's right. That's right. Self-preservation
Thanks.
Is number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you loved yourself enough to walk away because you knew that was not love.
Mm-hmm.
Love
exactly.
isn't supposed to hurt. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you.
All right,
like
thank
I said,
you.
Congratulations. All right, young
thank
lady.
You.
Well, you have a wonderful week, and we're wishing you the very best.
You too, go. Thank you again. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, next caller, area code 305. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Eileen. Lennis and Nina. Hi, ladies. Are you there?
Hi, Eileen, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question about this coming weekend. I'm going to be exhibiting my artwork in a big street festival, and there's many, many, many other there's about five different shows going on in my town. In the city, I should say. And some of them are art shows, some of them are boat shows. And I want to know if you see me being extremely busy, and because I'm showing about five or six new paintings. And I like it when I'm busy. And do you think I'm going to get an award, a ribbon?
The first thing I got was to watch your prices for your artwork. Don't price yourself out of business.
Oh, I don't.
That was the first thing I got. Watch your prices. Don't price yourself out of business. In other words, make your artwork not only feasible but affordable. That people will come, you know, if it's $25 or $30, they'll buy, you know. But if you say $50 or $100, unless you're where you're at, that you know people are readily going to pay that, then fine.
I'm established for 50 years. No, I'm established for 50 years. People collect me.
Oh, okay.
I'm professional all the way. Huh?
Oh, well, you're there. What do you want us to do? I mean, what did you want us to tell you?
No, what I want to know is that if you see it going to be busy, like, you know, a lot of people coming to the show, and if you see me getting an award, because this is a juried show.
I'm not sure what this means, but I see a red ribbon. Now, what does that mean?
Oh, it's an award, and yeah, it'll be a ribbon of either first, second, third, or a best in show.
Okay. Well, I saw a red ribbon. I have no idea what number is associated with that, but I do see a red ribbon.
I'll let you know, because last year I got a white ribbon, and the year before I was the poster artist for the show. And it's in my town, and I'm very well recognized. So, and do you see me getting any commissions at this show?
Yes, but how many new paintings did you say you had?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 or 6 new ones that I'll be showing amongst all the others. I have 12 spaces, and then I have a table with prints.
Okay. Yeah, I see you're doing very well. They're only telling me one of your new ones will be sold, but several of the prints, like I see lots of prints being sold.
Yeah, because I serve the public, and I start with cards that are $3.50. And my largest original watercolor is 4,000, something like that.
Yeah, well, I only see one being sold of your new.
Okay.
But I see lots of the prints going.
Great, because I'm really well stocked. Okay, great. Do you see a female coming in business helping me at all? Do you see a female coming in?
Well, I saw a female working with you.
Oh, well, my girlfriend helps me set up and put the whole tent together and all that, and then I always do the show by myself. And then breaks me down.
I saw a female working with you, and that's all I saw. Lennis,
okay, cool.
Did you see anything else, Lennis?
No, ma'am. I'm in agreement with you.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you know when I get my ribbon. I have 28 already.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes, congratulations, Eileen. We're proud of you, woman. We don't even know you.
Thank you. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Continue to do all that good work and let us know. you know, from time to time, let us know. Sound like you got a pretty good, strong foundation there already, young lady.
I do, yes. Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Have a wonderful week. Next caller is area code 860. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Well, hi, Amala. How have you been doing, young lady?
I'm doing good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, dear.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I just speaking of which, I'm looking for Mr. Right for me, and it's been a while. So I was just wondering what you see for that.
Okay, romance. What's coming up for you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Why am I getting your criteria is very stringent?
It's very
what? Do they
what?
Have to meet a certain thing, your criteria for a man? They're
uh-huh.
telling me it's very stringent. Is there just certain points you will not give in as far as what you're looking for in a man, your criteria?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You
might want to change that a little bit.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing. I was actually, a lot of the past people were really stretching my boundaries and being disrespectful. So maybe that's what you're picking up. It was too extreme. So that's how it's changed on my end.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not showing me a man in the fear. They just keep. Only thing I got was Angel said your criteria
okay.
might be a little too much. You might want to not calm it down, but bring it down a little bit. I want you
okay.
to definitely respect and honor yourself, who you are for sure. But
yes.
Nobody's perfect.
No, absolutely
so
not.
We all have some things about us that maybe someone doesn't like. Or would agree
right.
with, but yeah. So that's what I'm telling you. Just go for the best, but you know, just lower your criteria a little bit. You'll be okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, your spring should be good. I see in the spring
really?
That you're being flirty, and flirty's being flirty to you. How about that?
Oh, cool.
So it goes both ways. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But in the spring, which isn't far, we're in February, it's just a month away.
Right.
So that's what I got. What did you get, Miss Nina?
Thank
you.
I am totally with you, Lena. Total
okay.
agreement with you. Nothing further.
Okay.
Time.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
all
yeah.
right.
Well, thank you.
Right,
you're
welcome.
Spring as well for you, and happy Valentine's Day. Take good care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Valentine's Day, and thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes, hi, Linus. Hi, Nina. This is Patricia from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing good. I have a concern. I've talked to you all about this before, this health issue that I had. Got the diagnosis 2017, had the surgery last May, and I had probably a six-month checkup last December. It showed that there were some cancer calcifications in the left breast. Went to see the oncologist last month, and she was saying that it looks like, well, it is cancer. Don't know
okay.
if they didn't get it all, or this is, and it's in a different area. And of course, she was, you know, the options were, you know, have a total mastectomy, which I said no, and still to do or a lumpectomy and radiation. I did not have radiation because I don't believe or feel that it's nothing healing about it. And I was dealing with it with doing my alternative health for what I could do at my level and affordability. But I remember you both saying that you all didn't pick that up. Cancer. And I've really been working on myself and to like release it. And I believe that it's because I've been so angry and I didn't outwardly express it for so many years because of sexually abused and, you know, other things, and I just kept so much inside. I'd just like to know, what do you both surmise?
I'm going to be honest with you, Patricia. I still don't see cancer, but you know what I do see is respiratory problems.
Well, yeah.
I'm not picking up cancer, but they are telling me respiratory problems.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, are you picking that? What? I want to ask, Nina, are you picking up cancer, or what are you picking up on her? And see, I know you can because you're a Reiki master.
Yeah, I have picked up cancer. And angels have told me that you need a partial mastectomy.
Well, I'm sorry, say that again?
You're going to need a partial mastectomy to end this battle.
Yeah, this lumpectomy.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you're going out.
No, a partial mastectomy is needed. Not a lumpectomy. It's not going to be enough.
Okay, what about...
That's what you're fighting against, huh?
Well,
Patricia, you're fighting against having half of it removed. But if they get most of the cancer when they go in and take the rest of that out, you'll be a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, and yes, I intellectually understand that if I don't do certain what they perceive as certain actions, but I, you know, as I said, it wasn't. You had to see it with a test. It wasn't visible to the eye. And when they were doing the surgery the first time, you know, and I asked her, you know, what did you use, a microscope or something? No. But they did some type of marker. All right. So just the lumpectomy, no radiation. And then doing my release work, you know, releasing anger, forgiveness, food,
that,
you know, changing my food.
That work has got to be done before. If you don't do that work beforehand, that is your lumpectomy or whatever you decide to go with will not be productive.
Right. That's what I have been working on.
No, you have to do it. You can't work on it. It has to be done because that is what is making you sick.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm being straightforward with you, and I have to be because that's just who I am. And yes, you need to do that beforehand, and you have got to release it. Because if you do not, you are going to need the radiation. As radical as that is, you are going to need it.
Right. All right. Well, I'll just go ahead and schedule this lumpectomy and just do this here because I'm planning my move to the Pacific Northwest there. And in fact, I just applied to a job there, so... That's where my mindset is.
Yeah, and that's a good step. There's nothing wrong with that, and that move will be good for you, but get these medical issues looked at now.
All right.
And we have excellent places out here in Washington. Excellent. I mean, we have people fly in here to Hutchinson Research and University of Washington, so yeah. And I've had it done, my left breast. I'm going to make you laugh. When I had it done, after it was all said and done and everything, I told the doctor, I said, my left side looks like I'm in my 20s, and my right side says, yep, you're 60.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
And it was good because the humor helps. It's a healing, so
right,
it helps.
Right.
But I try and look for something that will raise, because, you know, you are depressed and bitter and angry and all those things when you find that out. But at the end result, it was like, well, hey, one is sitting up and I didn't even have plastic surgery. Yeah, so but anyway.
All right,
just
I mean,
thought,
you know, I'm going to, you know, do
we'll be
do
praying
it. I just
for
have
you.
To just gotta do more this. And just, I mean, just stop going to that college where I was just being so harassed and sexually harassed and bullied. I just had to just stop going because them little clown bastard racist pieces of trash are just going to keep failing me in classes. And that was really a lot of that I was dealing with. So I just cut them loose. And once I leave this shithole town, that will help a whole lot. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And
thank
thanks
you.
For calling. And have a wonderful week. And let us know, you know, time to time, how you doing, Patricia.
All
okay.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And have a wonderful week. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open and Miss Nina's in there moderating. Okay? All righty. Next call is area code 205. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hi, Linus and Miss Nina. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. The same one?
Hello.
No. This is a different Patricia.
No.
That's right. I'm looking at the
this
area code.
This is a different Patricia. Yes.
Yes. You got a popular name. All right, Miss Patricia, how you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I'm calling this evening about love also. I've been out of a relationship for about a year now. I've been dating some and just haven't felt that connection, and I'm wondering, what do you see, Linus, Miss Nina? When do you see me connecting with that special person?
I see a white guy that's crazy about you. Now, I don't know who that is, but the angels are telling me right now as you were talking, and they said this guy's crazy about you. He really likes you. I don't know if you've met him or not. And when I see met, you've seen him in passing, but I don't think either one of you just stopped and started a conversation with each other. But they're just telling me this guy is crazy about you. He really, really likes you. Stedman. Why am I getting Stedman? That's Oprah's man. Okay, I'll write it down, Angel. Stedman. See, you know, I talk to my angels just like they're, as though Nina was even here, right in front of me. So when they say things, I question too, not only to give y'all the information, but like, really? Okay, Stedman is his name. Wow. Or Stewart. Here we go. All right, Angel.
Hmm.
Stedman, Stewart, or Stephen with a PH. Okay. Thank you, Angels. When is she going to meet this guy? Before the end of the month. Before the end of February.
No, why will I meet him?
What else, Angels? He has clarity. I don't know what that means. He has clarity, maybe because of what he wants, what he's looking for. He's 3 to 5 years older than you. I swear, I must have a clowning angel today. At least one of the angels is helping me. Must be a clown, because you just said, and he's got his shit together. I'm like, what? Yeah, I got a joker with me today. Okay, so I've got a white guy that's crazy about you. His name could be Stedman. What?
He likes to dance.
Oh, okay.
He likes... Yeah.
Yeah, he likes to dance. So, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Your Valentine will be a little bit later in the month, so don't worry about it. So Nina said he likes to dance, so we've got a white guy that's crazy about you. His name could be Stedman, Stewart, or Stephen with the PH. Meet them by the end of February. This guy has clarity about something. Maybe I'm assuming what his desire is in life. He knows what he wants. He's 3 to 5 years older than you, and Nina said, and he can dance. He loves to dance.
And so does this appear to be long-term, something long-term?
It's what you want.
Okay.
You make of it what you want.
Okay.
It could be, but you are the one that's going to decide this.
And the ex, he's not passing by my house anymore, is he?
What are you asking, Patricia? No, that's not what you asked us. You asked us who was coming up, right?
That's right.
Okay, but
now
you're telling us.
Thank you, Lennon.
Now you're telling us about an ex. Is that interfering with this future guy that's getting ready to come?
Yes, that's probably. Thank you, Lennon, for, you know what? You're right. Strike that, please. Oh, my God. How can I erase that whole question?
I'm moving forward. Okay,
thank
you,
Lord.
That's all over. It's all you need to say is you're moving forward, not looking back.
Moving forward, backwards. Thank you, Miss Nina. Thank you, ladies. Happy Valentine's. Thank you so much for taking my call this evening.
You're most welcome. Happy Valentine's to you. And remember, self-preservation is number one.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
thank
then.
Thank you, yes.
Do thy own self be
thank
true.
Thank you, lady.
And we love you, Patricia. Have a wonderful
love
week.
Love you, lady, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. You do likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got some lines open, so you guys can call in. We've got lines open. Okay, next call is area code 856. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, who are you? It's Rosemaria.
This is who? Maria?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, okay. Rosemaria. Yes.
Right.
How you doing, Rosemaria?
Fine, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I guess I'll stay with
that. Yes, ma'am.
Relationship that's coming. Hopefully for Valentine's or this month, whatever. A special someone.
Do we see somebody coming up for you for Valentine's Day?
Right. It's been a while.
Okay. Are you in a relationship? I see somebody in the background and they're walking towards you. It's a man. Who's that?
Yeah, somebody I'm interested in.
Somebody what?
I'm interested in. I think that's him.
So you and this other guy have not broke up yet. You're still in a relationship?
No, I guess. Are you still in a relationship? Rosemaria, are you still in a relationship with somebody?
I guess I am, yes or no. I'm in one country, he's in another.
Oh, so that's not a relationship.
Yeah, right now, friendship.
That's not a relationship. If you're in one country and he's in another, that's not a relationship. That's a friendship.
Well, I just came home from there about five months ago.
Well, that's not just
get off of Match.com.
If you're not finished with the relationship that you're in right now, whether it's long distance or otherwise, we can't advise you on a new relationship.
I go back and forth.
Well, yeah, There can be no back and forth. Either you are in a relationship or you are not. Either you want it or you do not. But to leave
oh,
us
I
in
want
limp-
it. Oh, I want
well,
it.
Oh,
I have.
God, don't. Girlfriend, set your limits and stay within it. Oh,
well, yeah, I don't know. I like I said, first thing the angel showed me, there's a man walking right behind her, and he's walking toward her. So that tells me there's somebody already there.
Well, that's what we're talking about, Lennon.
That's him, yeah. Is he dark hair? Salt and pepper? That's him.
Yeah. How long has this been going on? It's been a few years, has it not?
I've known him for over 40 years, since I was a kid.
Okay.
Friendship.
Why do you laugh whenever you say that?
Because it's a long-time friendship, and his family knows mine, and I know his. Vice versa.
Okay. Lennis, I can't advise on this one. The angels are just not telling me anything. They're just, all they're saying is not good, not good, not good. That's all I'm getting from them.
Ooh. Well,
that's
yeah,
good.
Rosemary is going to need to communicate with her guy then. Because I'm not picking up anything either. I'm not, other than that man, that's all they showed me. The angels haven't said anything else, or neither my guide. So I guess, I'm not guessing. They're feeling as long as someone is there, they can't give us the energy of someone coming in. Because there's already somebody there. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
So.
Appreciate it.
Sorry, Rosemary.
Sorry.
Kick him to the curb, girl. Kick him to the curb. Delete 69, 89, whatever. So we can look for a new man for you.
Thanks. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a beautiful week, and thanks for calling. Be careful
thank
out there. All right. Next call, area code 205. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
I was just listening. You already talked to me. This is Patricia. I had to call back because the phone hung up, and I wanted to just finish listening to the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I got my degree.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'll put you on hold. Although she could ask another question if she wanted to. What you think, Nina? No?
No, one question for the caller.
Okay.
We've discussed
okay.
it. One question for the caller. If they need any further clarification, they can book a reading.
Yes.
I'm going to stand as the network manager.
That's right. And just to piggyback with Nina, if you don't want a half an hour or an hour reading, we do answer one question for $20. So I'm going to let you know right now. And that's only 15 minutes and it's done. But we will answer one question for you, like I said, for 20. But it's better if you do a 30-minute or hour reading. We are phenomenal. Anyway, well, I know that Valentine's is coming up, and we will be back on the air tomorrow night at 6, but I want to let everybody know, don't let Valentine's Day gauge your love life, okay? That's the advertisers and the retailers and society is telling you that. You know, we go from Thanksgiving into Valentine's Day, and it's like, why? If the person loves you, fine. You'll know it hopefully before Valentine's Day, like 365 days a year. Or if you're looking for someone, make sure that they're able to communicate with understanding. And what else do I want to say, Nina? Because communication and understanding is very important.
Communication is the number one thing in a relationship. Even if it's something negative, you need to be able to communicate, and the person you're communicating to must be able to understand and communicate back to you without hurt feelings, without yelling, without screaming. It needs to be done calmly and collectively. Like, you can't go about raising, yes, sometimes you got to raise your voice. I'm French. I have to raise my voice every once in a while. But that's just me. And my husband knows to either just kind of tune me out or to just shake his head in agreement with me when I get like that. So, you know, it's all about communication. It's all about reading the other person. And most of all, it's all about communicating with love and respect.
Amen. Amen. It is. I keep telling people sex isn't that important. But I know some people are shallow, and they're like, well, you know, if he can't take the dick on tour, I don't want to be bothered with it, you know, type of thing. And I'm like, it's not the sex. He could be the best lover in the world and treat you like shit. Now what? I'd rather be able to communicate with a person and we can reach each other spiritually and mentally, because physically will happen. But it may not if we can't talk to each other with common sense. You know, so
exactly.
Just think about that. I know people are hyped up for Valentine's. I could care less about Valentine's Day. If you haven't been treating me right before Valentine's, please don't think that a box of candy and a little money or trinket is supposed to make it for the rest of the year. That don't do. You got to be there every day, present and in effect. So that's what I'm saying. Don't let the holiday give you a delusion that's not true. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Area code 213. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Toyin.
This is who? Gwen?
No, Toyin.
Toyin. Okay.
Yeah. You
got
it. Well, I just wanted to know if, since we're talking about Valentine's Day, not that I care about Valentine's Day either, I could care less, but I am kind of looking for a companion. And so I was wondering if you guys could see anything for my love life in the future.
Okay, not to be funny, spell your name.
Oh. Okay, it's T-O-Y-I-N. So T as in Toyin.
And you pronounce it Toyin?
Yep.
Toyin? Okay.
Yeah, Toyin.
All right. Just wanted to be sure. Okay. So who's coming up? Now, you're not involved with anybody right now, right?
No. No, I'm not.
You were hesitant. Okay. Like they say, I saw you
no,
blink.
I'm...
You're a little hesitant. Okay.
I'm not involved with anybody. It's just like I go on dates here and there, like randomly, but not. No, I'm not involved.
Okay, but you're not in a relationship. Okay.
No.
Who is it that wears blue? Is blue your favorite color?
Maybe.
I'm seeing a guy that's wearing blue, but they said he's wearing your favorite color, and he's in a suit.
Oh.
And he has a white turtleneck on. The suit is like a cobalt. It's a beautiful blue, very beautiful color blue. And he's got a white turtleneck on. He's medium to dark complected, bald. Looks like he does not wear a baby hoop. He doesn't wear an earring every day, but his ear is pierced. Every now and then he'll wear a baby hoop, almost like when he's going somewhere entertaining like that. I don't think he wears it for work. Let's see what else, Angels.
Interesting.
He comes on a little intense, but that's just him. This is the way. It doesn't mean anything by it. That's just his personality, so to speak.
You said intense?
Intense. I-N-T-E-N-S-E.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
He's quite forward. He's plain spoken. He doesn't cut any corners. He tells you just what time it is, or plain spoken, as older people say. And he's looking too. My God, he's looking too.
Okay.
So maybe the two of you.
What's he looking
to do? He's spiritual. I see him. Okay, now they're showing me him sitting in the church. I see him sitting in the audience. In the church.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a very strong faith, but it's not like beat it upon you. type of thing. But, yeah, his faith is strong. He believes in God. And he's not a guy that goes to the clubs. Look at that, Angels. Yeah. He likes dinners. Family time is important to him.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, ooh, they're showing me now. He's got like a little goatee mustache going down and up and around his lips, but it's shaped. Mm. All right, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He's in computers, IT. And he's quite good. In fact, he helps to program some things. Okay, he is either in the medical field with his computers, or he's in real estate. God, there's two definitely are strange, but I got medical field and real estate that this man works at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? That's it. Angel, stop. That's it. But he is looking for love just like you. Yeah. They didn't tell me where you're going to meet him at, though. the last week of February and the first week of March, they're telling me you're going to run into this guy. But they're not giving me a specific location, you know, like is it a grocery store, or a furniture store, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not telling me that. They just said you're going to run into him. So what I would do is look for a man feeling
mm-hmm.
what I just told you, what he looks like, what the guy looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll probably be in that blue suit. So, yeah, with the white turtleneck. Yeah.
The white turtleneck.
That's what I'm getting. How about you, Miss Nina?
I'm just listening to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the angels really showed me a lot about this guy. Good guy, too, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not picking up anything bad. So he's a good guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Let us know. And he has a Cheshire Cat smile. He's got beautiful teeth. They want you to know that. When he smiles, his teeth are beautiful.
You're
might
pretty,
even bleach
okay.
him. Got beautiful teeth. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, okay, now, I've given you all the information, description
I know, you got
about
me.
Him. I hope you took notes. So as you're out and about and, you know, watch gentlemen as you're out and about, and when you see a guy, meet that description I just gave you, you know, use your womanly wiles,
mm-hmm.
as I say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
okay.
How you doing?
I know. Hey.
All right.
But I just,
well, thank
I
you,
just have one question. Okay, I just have, like, a question. Is this going to be, like, a long-term thing, or is it going to be, like...
I don't know. That's up to you two.
Okay.
That's up to you two, because you both are looking for love. I think
yeah.
it's a match
okay.
made in heaven, but, yeah, that'll be up to you two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. All right, we got time for one more. Area code 978, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, it's Kay Kathleen. How you doing?
Hey, Kathleen, how are you doing? What was the outcome on your, because the last time I talked to you, wasn't it
everything
you were going
medical.
For your back or something?
Yeah,
huh?
I'm still, I don't know what's going on. I'm supposed to go see on March 20th about a spinal cord stimulator, but I'm still wondering if it's in my neck that's causing the problem, because I'm still having tingling in my neck and my shoulder. And if you have problems with your cervical spine, that can affect your gait, you know, your balance, everything. But they say no. But I'm saying, why am I having this tingling? So I don't know. But I did
Let
have
me
a question.
Have me...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go
no,
ahead.
No, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
If you pick up anything on
no,
it.
No, if you got a question. No. Go ahead. I was just going to turn it over to Nina because she's my medical person. But go ahead
oh.
with your question.
All right. I sent a friend request to this guy I dated a few times years ago. And
okay.
I wanted to know, his name is Joe Amico. he is older than me. I didn't know if he received it and is ignoring it, or someone won't allow him to respond to it.
Something changed, Kathleen. Are you sure you got the right phone number? Because I got something changed. His phone?
Facebook.
Well, you can see if you can see if a friend request has been sent just by going back and looking at his name or whatever. You can tell if there's been a request sent or not.
Yeah, yes, but I'm wondering if someone, if he just ignored it, or if there is someone blocking him from talking to me.
Well, you know what? As a grown adult, I don't think there's anybody stopping him from.
This woman guards the phone. She will not let him pick it up or anything. The house phone, the landline, he's had for years since I've known him. And I don't know if he married
this. So he's with somebody.
I don't know if he married her or not. Oh, I've seen pictures of her. I looked her up on Truth Finder. But I don't know if he married this woman or what. Her name is, Cheryl.
Don't want it. Well,
what?
You know what? If he's not responding to you, he's not responding to you. It's time to move on.
I wouldn't. He is still involved. The angels are telling me right now he is still involved. So just move on. Let that one go.
Because he is
happy where he's at.
He married her.
Yeah, but he's
happy
where he's at. They're telling me. Yep.
Okay, Nina, then I have that medical question. I'm still having tingling in the neck, and I went for a complete, I even told the back surgeon, I'm going for a complete, to check my arteries and my heart, or, you know, around my heart, this and that. I went for a 3-hour nuclear stress test. I don't have any blocked arteries or anything, so that's not what's going on with my neck. And it's my left side of my neck, and the weakness is the left leg. But they keep saying they don't think so.
It's called the pinched nerve.
But it's making me not still walk upstairs or climb a curb, and I could fall right on my face, which I have.
It's called the pinched nerve.
So a pinched nerve is something they got to correct.
Sometimes it can be corrected. Sometimes it can't. It depends where it is.
Well, they're saying nothing showed up on the CAT scan or whatever, and I already had a fusion on my cervical spine in 2011. But I didn't have a problem.
Yeah, I'm telling you what angels are telling me, and what, with my limited abilities with my Reiki, that's what's coming up is a pinched nerve. So go back and get them checked again.
Okay, so you don't think I need that battery in the back. I don't want it. I'm wondering if it's the neck.
Yeah, it is your neck. And
it's
it
not that I need a battery in my back, spinal cord
I'm
stimulator.
No. No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. No, I'm not picking that up. No, Lattice, you're not either, are you?
Hell no. But
I did,
when you said pinched nerve, I went to the angels with that, and they said that is the problem, is she's got a pinched nerve.
And that's causing my balance and everything when I walk.
Yeah. On the left side, yes, ma'am.
Yep.
On the left side.
I don't know if I'm going to find a new doctor, stick with the same one. I want to get this resolved. This is going on too long, and I'm very depressed about it, and I'm stuck in the house, and I can't drive because of it.
Kathleen, just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Find a doctor that is a nerve specialist.
He is.
That deals in nothing but the nerves of the body. And
well,
I bet he'll find your problem.
Well, I went to a neurosurgeon who did my back and did my neck, and then I'm seeing an orthopedic surgeon who does work on your cervical spine and your back. They are specialists, and I'm not getting anywhere, and I'm getting frustrated.
Well, can you get a second opinion? I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
I did, and...
Go for a third one, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for a third one, because I'm not picking up anything on your back. In fact, the angel said no when I asked. And
well,
then,
good, because I don't want any battery. You got to walk around with a remote, you know, to get stimulate
you
your
back.
You
don't need that in your body.
I don't want that shit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
No, that's all right,
in my
honey,
body like that.
No. I'm in agreement with Nina because the angels are saying the same thing on my end, too. It's a pinch nerve.
Do you know
so
when I'm going to find the right doctor to do it? Or when the surgery will get done?
I'm saying a nerve doctor, so if it's a neurologist, okay, but get a third opinion. I'm with Nina. If the first two is not working, get a third one because you don't need them messing with your spine in the back. That's not the problem.
Okay.
That's
all
just
right. going to
cause
gonna
more
to
debilitation
to
your body, so you don't want that.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. Get a third opinion. Get a third opinion. Find another neurologist.
Doctor I was
yeah.
thinking of going to. I don't know. I don't know what the hell to do anymore. I'm just so disgusted.
Well, when you see this third consulting doctor, don't say anything about your back. Just tell him, say, you know what, my neck and my shoulder is really bothering me. Let him go from there and see what the problem is. Just say your neck and your shoulder.
Yeah, it gets tingling.
And, you know, how your leg is and, you know, you're standing up and stuff. And that way he will direct and focus on that area and find out what's wrong.
It's embarrassing. I have to, like, practically drag my left leg. I walk with, like, a limp.
Sorry.
I have no muscle. But anyway, I know your show is going to be ending, and I do appreciate the time you have spent with me. But I'm glad that, you know, you told me it was the neck, because I don't think it's the back either. I think that's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah. Yeah. In total agreement. So the angels.
Yeah.
All right, Kathleen.
All
but
right.
Let us know. Please call
Thank
me
you,
and
ladies.
Nina back and let us know here in a week when you find that third doctor, please.
Yeah,
okay?
I gotta find one. Okay, and thank you
okay.
too, Nina. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, hon. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye
bye.
I just want to thank everybody from around the world in the chat room today for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it. And as I always tell you, it is our privilege and our honor to answer your questions. But just remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. So when me and Nina give you your, you know, give us the answers to the best of our abilities, what you do with the information is up to you. Okay, now you know we'll be on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Same place, same time, same great. Psychics and Reiki Master. So do join us again tomorrow night, and happy Valentine's Day. Me and Nino say that to everybody. I mean, probably say it tomorrow. But just remember, one day out the year, don't get it. I say that too when it's Mother's Day or Father's Day. You know, sometimes people go all out and all that. If you ain't showed your mother or dad love in 364 days, and here it is 365 is Mother's Day. Why? It's not just one day. Your mother's love and your father's love is 24/7, 365 days a year. So remember that. Same with Valentine's Day. One day you're gonna show your love, please. I need to see it every day. Every day. All right, Miss Nina, I'm through fussing. I just want to give people a better outlook about some of these holidays as they come up, you know. So, but anyway, I'll let you close us out, and I'll shut my mouth.
Okay. I'd like to thank Heather for being in the chat room with us, with me. Also, thank you all for calling in today. It was great to be back in the swing of things. And remember, please keep a positive outlook on life, on the things that you are doing. And remember, when you say things, it can hurt other people. So try and be as positive as possible and say everything out of love. Like, man, oh man, sometimes words hurt more than physical things.
Yeah.
So just remember that when you're going forward in this light and in light and love, and do that always. Sometimes I do and say things that I shouldn't, and I immediately regret them, and I apologize right away. And just remember that saying you're sorry doesn't make you weak. It makes you a stronger person. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Have a great week. We will be back tomorrow night.
All right. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Okay. Love y'all. See you tomorrow night.
When the morning comes, it's gonna find us together in a love that's just begun. By the time this time is over, two hearts are gonna fly to the heavens above, and we get closer and closer and closer. By the time this night is over, let's take a snow. Just lay back and let love take us over.